Brad Davidson, morning to you.
Guys, back to your albatross chat. Then are we good golfers in the studio?
No, terrible. No, I'm horrendous.
I play, but I'm terrible.
It's one game that I go from one side of the bush to the other side of the bush. Basically,
I can hit them, Dave. Off
just
a tee,
just not straight.
I got no idea where they're going, but I'll tell you, once I get hold of them,
it goes.
Yep, it goes.
I had the problem because I played so much, you know, just club cricket when I was younger. That I'd come through like a drive, so then I'd hit it, and it looked great the first 100 metres, and then just slice straight into the bush.
Yeah, I got a big dirty slice as well. Not good.
All right, what's this new slot-style race at Toowoomba on New Year's Eve, Davo?
Yeah, King of the Mountain, it's called. New Year's Eve at Toowoomba, $750,000. 1,200-metre race for Queensland-bred horses that are prepared by Queensland-based trainers. So we'll see that, the last Saturday in December each year, I think it is. So anyway, so we'll look forward to that. I think Patsy Chase has already said he might head towards that race. See what happens in the spring, of course. They've got ambitions to try to get in the Tab Everest. And, new slot race. So we'll see how that pans out. But it's becoming quite a popular concept, isn't it, after the success of the Everest and other races like it.
What's this year's Golden Slipper winner Fireburn doing at the moment, Dave?
Well, Loz, she's up to three-quarter pace already and obviously heading towards the run of the rose. But what I love about that she's up to three-quarter pace already, that says that spring's not too far away. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm sick of winter already. So I'm excited by that.
Classique legend, will we see him in the Tab Everest?
Yes, well, a decision to be made in about a month's time, late July, they'll make a call. He's been back from a rehabilitation program for that suspensory ligament. He's been back, I think, in the stables about a month, so they've just been ticking over slowly. So Les Bridge said he'll make a call in about a month's time, so we'll get to know more then. But as far as the moment, as steady as she goes, and hopefully he'll continue to improve and be able to line up in the race, I think, for the fourth time later this year.
What's your best at Canterbury today, and is there anything maybe at a price we could look at?
Yeah, I've gone race 7, number 1, Narrated, and race 3, number 10, Wolves. They're the two for me today. Narrated's come up pretty short this morning after scratchings, but Wolves still around that $3.50 mark, I think, acceptable. Of course, resuming on the heavy track, which is some concern, but she's got some pretty good form lines going back, beating horses like Mokalua and co. Going back last year. So I think she's definitely a good chance today. Race 3, number 10, Wolves. They're the two that I'll signal out. I struggled to find anything at massive odds, I must admit, with the smaller fields and a lot of scratchings there this morning. My horse was due to go around in race 6, but through the outside gate, so we scratched and wait for another day. I see your horse didn't accept Clarkie.
No,
it's nom
on
for Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Go on the big dance. Yeah, I'll just worry about that. I'll go to the big dance.
So, I didn't want us competing against each other just yet, Davo.
You rang Waller, did you?
I did. Hey, said, mate, look after Davo. I want Davo's horse to win.
Doesn't want to mess around midweeks, mate. He wants to go straight to the good stuff.
No, I don't mind the midweek. I just don't want to be competing with my mate Davo, that's all. Looking after him.
Davo, you have a good day, mate.
You too, guys. Cheers.